Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I forgot the music.
Yeah.
Because of me on Tuesday, I would know not to play sexy music, right?
Well,
anyway,
it's gonna happen.
You know, I think, yeah, it's one of those things. Okay, so it's January 17th, 2013. I'm hot. It's hot in my house. I have no air. It sucks. Anyway, it is time for our Rough, Raw, and Ready show. I'm Snow White. I'm feeling very grumpy and hot, and I'm hot in more ways than one, let me tell you. Wow. Okay. Miss Gaminatrix is actually indisposed at the moment. She'll be back. She'll be with us in a moment. She's dealing with some business. So we also have Ginger Rocks up in the hizzle, our redheaded stepchild. Hello, Ginger.
Hello.
Yay, Ginger's here. Yay.
Yay. Whoa. Block talk. Thought I had you muted.
What? I can't have that person that just refuses to let you stop talking.
Yes.
Hello, where's in the dark one, too?
Shut the fuck up, for the love of God.
Girl, yes. I had one guy like that in Poly. I was like, do you really want me to help you? And shut up. I didn't really say shut up, but I was like, I can't help you if you don't allow me to talk.
Just stop talking. You see. And he was rambling. I ramble, y'all. Oh, my God. Y'all know I rambled. This man had me beat. Oh, my God. He had me beat. I mean,
what?
By the way. Ooh, good gracious. All right, so have we done music? What did we do? Did we do anything? I don't even know.
I did the music. I enjoyed the show. Ginger was cute, as always. Everything's good to go. Go ahead.
Is she twitching?
Maybe.
I just want to know so I can tell.
It's not like I have scrolling text going across the Twitch screen that says, no need to post shower, Corey needs a day off.
So you are twitching, you lying.
Totally twitching.
Stop twitching. Put your hands above the desk. Okay.
Okay. I'll stop twitching.
Wait.
Hands have to be above the desk?
Oh, it's nighttime. No, you don't have to go back to the... You can do
good.
What you want.
That's good, girl. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. Me and my Hitachi got a date later again.
Nice.
I really need somebody live for this, but my Hitachi will do for now.
Well, you know, I thought about putting Snow needs a date. Somebody give her a call, but I kind of figured that'd be over a line. So.
That would be over a line.
Ooh,
yeah,
that might be cutting.
That would be a straight cutting right there. You know what? I have to approve first,
and
I'm very
picky. What a straight
but. Okay.
That reminds me. Do they got straight razors up in Fallen Earth? Oh, my God. I have to tell Ginger this. Okay.
What did you do?
I ran across.
You did not get your TV without me, did you?
No. I ran across another Dark Ages of Camelot player.
You did?
And
oh,
he said there's a free shard.
What?
A free shard, as in you don't got to pay. It's free.
What?
Yeah, but those free shards, they always have something wrong. They've always, you know.
He's said his is the best, and I have forgotten the name.
Well, why was he in the paid one then?
I don't know.
I don't trust. No, I played. I'm going to go out there. That Blizzard, forgive me. For a while, for about, I don't know, 2 days, I played on a free shard for a while. Mm-hmm. It was horrible. I hated it. Because the minute you killed anything in that free shard, it dropped, that mob dropped anything and everything it could possibly drop.
Hmm. That sounds like fun to me.
This is my experience whenever anything is free. You know, if you've got a game that is free to play or has a free server or something like that, my experience is it usually is not as good as the paid.
Mm-mm.
I mean, seriously, once a game goes
Fallen
free to
Earth,
play,
is
the
good.
Swap...
Fallen Earth is as good
no,
as the
paid. No, I don't agree with that. I think the quality kind of goes down to me.
So you're saying a free game, any free game, the minute it goes free, it's not as good.
Right.
Well, there's some drawbacks
APB.
To Fallen Earth.
APB.
Well, APB is better than it was.
Yeah.
But Fallen Earth, there is one drawback that I am pissed the fuck off about. When I am trying to cook, I need more than one slot.
I know.
Yes.
Tell them to give us our accounts back.
They're not going
to.
They switched companies.
No, well, the same people are there.
Well,
we might be
able to be over on APB. Company. Come on.
Not APB. APB is somebody different. They do have different people, but Fallen Earth is Marie is still there. We know Marie, so we might be able
to. I'm
gonna
just sit in Marie's lap and be all like.
I don't think Marie wants us in her lap. I'm sorry. I think we had a kind of sway over Marie.
Come on, Marie.
Come climb in my lap.
Your life, yo.
She can come get in my lap if she wants.
Okay. You're all, I would cut you. You are doing that thing where you think because mama's not paying attention, you can say what you want to say. I will still cut you. I won't even break a stride when I cut you. Slice and pick you. Okay.
Wow.
You're talking smack to me
Corey.
On Facebook. What?
Corey. Did you just say mama's going to cut you?
That's right. I told him mama's going to cut you.
Okay. I'm just making sure I heard right. It's fucking hot here. God damn it.
He heard. I must be picking up your hot because I had to take off a few things. Okay. Ooh, so we got
to get naked for real. I'm not even kidding. It is fucking hot.
Go ahead and turn your camera on.
Turning my camera on. I'm going to get spread eagle on the bed naked. What the hell?
Well,
hot.
Why not? Everybody else is doing it, and that brings us to the first topic for the night.
Nice segue.
Right. Gloves off, man. These bitches banned me from their fucking Facebook page. So these gamer chicks, and I'm totally doing the whole little air quotes. Can you see me do the fingers in the air? Gamer chicks had a Facebook page. I flash banged your boyfriend. Whether or not they're actually good gamers or not, I couldn't tell through all the, oh, hey, look at my boobs. My boobs are all hanging out. Oh, hey, look, I'm posing naked on the floor here with my controller. Oh, let me lick the controller. Oh, I lick it. Doesn't that make me a good gamer? I'm talking about her elite skills. And it's one of those skills in what? Hammering up for the camera? Come on.
We repeatedly have these chicks that come out of the woodwork, and they wonder why they're not taken seriously. Wonder why they are not.
And I didn't care about the naked pictures too much until she started bitching and whining that everybody was expecting only naked pictures from her and didn't take her seriously as a gamer.
That's where the problem comes in. I'm not opposed to a girl if you want to be naked and you want to dance.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, if you want to be naked, if you want to make your living taking pictures with the controller between the boobs, I got no issue with that. Honestly, you got to make your paper, girl. I'm all for it. But what I don't want you to do is stand up and say what Ginger said. It's stupid to say, why aren't you taking me serious as a gamer?
Go get yourself self-respect and some clothes, put them back on, and play these games that you're talking about. She's like, well, I have a YouTube, go find it. I'm not sorting through all your fucking porn. What's happening? Show me your skills or shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. Somebody get her.
Okay, hang on. You guys know it's hard for me to bust into the conversation on this goddamn phone. I can't get my goddamn mic fixed. All right. Now, we talked about this on Tuesday, and I have a name for them. They are not gamers. They are gamer porn stars. Because a porn star is not.
Remember what you call them.
Yeah, gamer porn star. They're not actual real women. They are putting on a fucking show. These are not gamers, okay? And I'm not going to consider them gamers until they can prove to me that they can kick ass in a game. I don't care if you play an FPS and you pwn noobs, or you play an MMO and you're just a badass person, or you play just single-player RPG and you can beat that motherfucker in no time. You have to show me that you have gaming skills before I consider you a gamer. And the fact that
you're all
sitting there, yes, and the fact that you're sitting there with a console between your legs hiding your twat does not make you a gamer, okay? You may be hot, and trust me, some of those girls are fucking smoking. I would do them. I would hit that like the fist of an angry god, but that does not make them a gamer, okay?
Now, here's the thing. We had what was it? Blazion. That was last year. We had was it me and you, Ginger, or was it me, you, Snow? Remember the half Asian, half black chick? We were arguing back and forth about her. She's another one that was doing that. She's like, well, this is the way I make my living. The issue here is that these girls are not grasping is if you are going to be gamer porn star. Do not expect when you go to, say, the EA party or whatever that company that had the party that we were talking about earlier in the week that had, you know, naked girls dancing on the table, don't expect that they're going to take you seriously. And and I'm not saying that it's right. I'm saying as a woman, you should be able to walk around the same way as I did at RTX with a see-through shirt on and a red bra because that's how I roll. You should be able to do that and people not come after you, but that's not the world that we live in. And obviously, when you are doing this, you can't hold your own because this girl is whining. Trust me, if anybody had walked up to me saying I wasn't a gamer and started conversating with me when I was dressed this way, they'd have learned the hard way. Yeah, I got a see-through shirt and what? Let's talk about frame rates, bitch.
Oh, exactly.
You know, I'm the real deal. I don't mind. You wear whatever you want. And there's, you know what that is? The girl is young and this is her first foray. She's learning a lesson. This is the industry that you're in. This is still very much a boys' club. And nothing against our guys in the room and our guys that love to listen to us. And we're glad you support us. We love you. But this is still very much a boys' club. And every guy that you meet, for every guy that you have that's your friend that is supportive of you doing this, when you go out into the world and you go to these parties, the men are going to say things to you. They're going to hurt your little feelings. You either develop a tough skin if you're going to be putting the controller between the boobs and between the legs, be ready to back it up, not with go check my YouTube channel. You don't have to say anything. If you're going to do it, then be bitch enough to own up to it. Yeah, I took a picture. What? Yeah, I'm still a real gamer. Why are you whining? Why don't you take me seriously? You already knew. You should have known what you were doing when you got into it.
Exactly.
You know, by this point in history, by this point in society history, it should be known anybody who puts themselves out like they're a man or a woman, even if a man puts himself out there as being nothing but a pretty face and a pretty body, if he goes to a convention with all the other guys that he's trying to pose as, the guy's going to be like, what the fuck are you doing here? It doesn't matter. Any person who puts themselves forward as just being a pretty face, as just being a nice body, if you don't actually put forth the skill to back your shit up, you are not going to be taken seriously. It's just how it is. If I go to whatever convention we go to and I'm wearing a fucking corset showing off my fluffy cakes because I got some big old titties, okay? If I go there and I'm wearing a corset and somebody says something about me not being a gamer girl, I'm like, all right, pull up the chair, let's game. Bring it.
And that's how you – and see, that's exactly how you quell that argument. You don't have the argument anymore. We were talking about earlier in the day, I mentioned Frag Dolls. Brooklyn is – you know why I bring up Brooklyn? Okay, I don't think she was.
I would love to have seen that scene too. That was
Brooklyn. Let me tell y'all about Miss Brooke. Miss Brooke is probably one of the only women I know who has the most beautiful legs I've ever seen up close. She looks like a model. She's gorgeous. She's tall, and she's nothing but less. And she knows this. She wears short shorts, short skirt. She's a girl, but and I talk about this. This gaming legend. I will tell this story till I am 85. Went to the first, you know, when the Frag Dolls first were coming out. And they were promoting Ghost Recon. Ubisoft was dragging them all over the country. And every guy in the room, and there were better than 24, decided we were playing Ghost Recon, get the girl. She's the only one playing because I wasn't playing. I wanted to watch and be doing my journalist thing. And all she had left was a pistol. And she laid waste to 24 or better guys with nothing but a pistol, one shot to the head. She was standing in a circle in the middle of Ghost Recon shooting these guys. And still, if you saw her,
that was sexy right there.
Yeah, and if you saw her, if just walking along the street, because of the way she dressed, you might assume some things. But the way you shut that up, little girls over on Facebook who were trying to show the boobs, the way you shut that up is not to be loud and say, "Why aren't you taking me seriously?" You show up, you say, "Yeah, I'm the girl that took the picture with the boobs between the, you know, the controller between the boobs. Let me sit down and show you why I'm all, not only am I cute, but I am a bad motherfucker with this controller."
Exactly. You can be fucking butt ass naked. I don't care. You can show as much skin as you want to care. I don't care. Put your thing down. If you got it, flaunt it. If you want to show it off, show it off. I don't really give a fuck. But don't sit there and whine just because people aren't taking you seriously, because all you're doing is showing your boobs.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yerol is asking, he said, how easy are booth babes? You know, most booth babes are not gamers.
Nope.
A couple of them are actresses who are very serious about their craft. The one I've seen I talk about all the time is the one that came to E3 dressed as Blood Rain. That bitch was serious business. If you came up to her and then the guy starts saying, "Can I take a picture?" She was like, "You can't take pictures of vampires. I will not even show up on your film."
Ooh.
And they would be like, "Oh, you're hot." She's like, "Yeah, I'm hot. I could snap your fucking neck, too." But she was in character, and they were like, "Well, oh, what's your name? Did you not see the booth behind me? I'm Blood Rain." There was no booth bed, you know, where the rest of them are like, "Oh, cute, okay, I'll take a picture with you. Oh, why are you touching me?" No, she was an actress, and she came here in character. So I had respect for her because she wasn't a gamer, but this was her craft, and they told her, "I'm hiring you to be Blood Rain," and that's what she was for the day. So
and that's different. That's different
awesome.
Than the girls who just show up with the skimpy little outfits on and don't know what the fuck they're doing. Like Paris Hilton, for instance.
We're going to talk about that forever.
She said the name of her own game wrong. What the hell? That is the typical booth babe. And yes, she's famous, but she's as dumb as a box of rocks. This girl
she's
doesn't
famous
know anything.
She's famous because her granddaddy, like,
Very nice hotels, my dad.
The only thing she's famous for is having a bad porn tape.
She's famous for being stupid, too.
She's famous for being stupid. Seriously. She's famous for being stupid. That's
horrible. That is horrible.
It's sad, but it's true. So I don't know. This always kind of saddens me when I see what happened with Ginger. That saddens me because I feel like they're so misguided.
And I was like, maybe if you showed us, you know, some gaming, stream some gaming, give us some pictures of you gaming besides, you know, pictures of your boobs. And, you know, she kept yelling at these other chicks that have gaming websites, girl gamers, for, you know, pretty much being a whore. And this and the other, "Y'all are just jealous, you know, y'all must be all fat, ugly bitches, da-da-da-da." Whatever, you know, the minute you went with that argument, any sympathy I had was gone. We've had that before.
She stooped to that level because she had nothing else to say. She had nothing else to back up what she was talking about. If she was a true gamer. The first thing she would have gone to is what? "What? You think I'm joking? Come on, bitch, let's game." That's what a true gamer would do. Yes. A true gamer would not go, "Oh, you're just jealous because you're not pretty like me. Girl, please. Bitch, please. I don't want to look like you. I'd rather look like me and have skills to back it up." Okay?
You know, and that's what I was saying on my Facebook earlier. So many of these girls that I do know that play games do not tell people that they're girls for this factor. Because half the time you get these girls specifically, who will do this. "Oh, hey, look at my boobs. I don't know how to point my gun, but I'll let you touch my boobs." And it annoys me. One of my first games, Dark Age Camelot, I loved. I had a guildmate. The only reason why she was a guildmate is because she went around the guild, and quite literally real life too, fucked several of the guys.
Oh.
And she could not play with us. She had no idea what she was going on. Every time we took her in a dungeon, like, Corey might know, the ML raids, the master level raids, these were hour-long ordeals. We're talking five, 6 hour long.
I don't know why you say, "God, no, what do you see me doing when I'm in game? What am I doing?"
That's true. She would drag her along because she was always dating one of the guys, and she would start just randomly shooting stuff because she was some kind of hunter or something, I don't remember now. But she had no concept of, you know, not pulling aggro, following the tank. None of her quests could she ever do alone. She always had to have somebody's help because she had no idea how to do it. She would die. "I'll die. I can't do it. I'm too squishy." "No, you're too stupid." Annoyed me.
Don't Dark said that's an insult.
I know, because I played a fucking glass cannon. I played a fire wizard, and I could solo.
Well,
come on.
Here's the thing. You always have one of those girls in your guild. As girl, this is what guys don't know. You always have that girl who does not understand the power of being a female. You really don't have to be sleeping with anybody. You just have to be female. You just have to be a girl. As soon as they hear your voice, everybody wants to help you. They want to give you everything. Like the guy I was talking to tonight, it was a tech support call. He said, well, what's your character's name? I would love to play with you. No, baby. Mm-mm. You sound like you are 15. I think not. But it's nice if you can make our kids. There is nothing
you know
that
what?
Can do.
You know what? That is so funny you said that because I have the exact same shit. In fact, the second to last call I took tonight was a gamer. And we were talking
about
like, yeah, he's like, you play games? Okay, you play. Oh, you play WoW? What server are you on? I'll play with you. I'll give you some, honey. Please, no, I don't need your help. I can take care of my own. Thank you.
No kidding, right? It's like, thanks
and
no thanks.
You always have that girl, and either it goes one of two ways. Either she's slutty and she's sweet, so you kind of feel bad for her, or she's slutty and she tries to be aggressive, and y'all know that don't go over well with me, especially when you, my man. I had this chick do that. No. Lord of the Rings Online, I had to school that bitch. It's like, girl, you know what? I don't care who else you're talking to. To see this one here standing next to me? Fine. And
you best ask
her. Yeah, I had her try to talk to my husband once, and I was like, I'm going to cut you off right quick. Let me help you out. You ever message him again? You're going to be pulling my firebolts out of your ass.
And we're not talking, and you guys are like, that's serious. No, we're not talking about in-game where they try to take it out of the game. In the game, I don't care. That's all right. But when you start saying, well, what's your phone number? That's my girlfriend standing right there, like, you know, my real girlfriend. Oh, well, she ain't got to know. Bitch, we on Ventrilo. I hear you.
You know, when we played Dark Age Camelot together as a couple, everybody knew that we were a couple. And she all starts trying to flirt with him, like, only in tell. She won't say anything out loud, in chat, nothing. But she'll whisper him and think that he won't tell me.
Oh, that's
good. I was like, bitch.
That's good.
I hope you. I mean, because he told her, ain't no way. But still, I mean, and then he laughed and told me, and then I went off. I was like, bitch.
Okay. We're getting into girl territory. Some of the guys are like, I don't understand this. Just remember.
All right. So how about gaming now being apparently a disease that needs to be
yes.
researched?
What?
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't hear about this? Our president, who I voted for, and I, you know, I'm going to revoke that vote really quickly.
I'm sorry, Obama.
he proposed the CDC needs to study violent video games and the media on today's youth in America.
Whoa. Obama said that?
He wants to spend, he wants to spend $10
million.
Million
dollars.
Million. Yes, I'm totally doing the pinky thing. $1 million. To research the effects of violent video games and media on today's youth. How about we research failed parenting instead?
Thank you.
That's my thought.
You know what? And again, it is not the video games that's doing this. It's the fact that the parents are not paying attention. You are letting video games raise your children.
I wouldn't say they're not
paying
attention so much as they are handing these kids this more or less digital crack and saying, here, play this. Stop bothering me so I can play on Facebook and raise my stupid little farm.
Like I said, they're letting,
about their fucking
they're letting the damn video games raise their children. That's what they're doing. They're not paying attention to what's happening. They're not paying attention to what effect it's having. Either that or you don't give a shit. And then they're going to blame society. They're going to blame the video games. They're going to blame music. They're going to blame movies. All this other shit. It is not the games. Keep an eye on your children. If you think they're too young to play something, if you think something's too gory, don't fucking let them play it.
That's the deal. I mean, what was it? Like the one guy complaining, my kid shot me and killed my wife because I took away his video games. He was playing 18-plus hours of video games. Whose fault was it your 16-year-old boy was playing 18-plus hours of video games? Who owns the internet? Who owns the computer? Who owns the Xbox?
Well, see,
who owns the electricity in the goddamn house?
See, you forgot the...
pulling that fuse and locking that fuse box and be like, bitch, no, today we're going blackout candles. Mm-mm.
Well, see, you forgot the other side of that happened just today is that they're thinking about making the ESRB ratings legal. And I fucking love this idea. We won't have this problem anymore. Some of you parents are going to go to jail for being fucked up ass
Yes.
Fucked up ass parents. And those of you who don't get to listen to our morning news show, they're trying to pass legislation. I can't remember the guy's name. I suck. I had my little notepad already. I was trying to be all professional. It didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to pass a bill that's going to legalize the ESRB ratings. And I love it, which means any games, you know, that are not for little people will not be sold to them. So, and here's how this works legally, people, for those of you who are like, I don't see how that's going to work out well. How it works is, from now on, if the kids have got a game that's, you know, not for them, they're under the age of 18, and let's say little Sally goes and decides to stab her family while they're sleeping. Maybe she don't kill them, but she just stab them, and the mom's like, oh, it was the violent game, and they're going to be like, how did she get it? Somebody had to show ID. Well, I bought it for her. Seems to me like you got a personal problem. See ya.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do anything at all. You should never have put that in Sally's hands if you are under the mistaken belief that the game she was playing caused it. And ironically,
I said this
10 years ago. And I know the ESRB is trying. I have some inside information. I know that they are going out and they are watching these the store entities. You stores, y'all don't know y'all are being watched, not just by us. And this is part of the reason why we also have backed up off of it, because I now know that what they're doing. And I'm not going to say anymore, because we do have a couple people that, like that crazy-ass lady at Walmart. Let me just throw this out to the lady at Walmart real quick. You ever yell at me again, I'm going to find you. That is like a trigger. I'm going to find you.
We'll find you.
I'm not going to kill you, because I don't believe in killing people. But when you come out.
You don't want to yell at Corey. No, you don't yell at Corey.
You can say whatever you want to me as long as your voice stays in a nice even keel. You could be saying the most evil shit in the world, and I will sit right there and listen to you, and we'll banter back and forth. But when you start yelling, we got a fucking issue. I'm telling you, I'm not going to kill the woman, but you may find that you have some coffee on your Prada. I'm just saying. Some juice.
Oh, coffee on the Prada.
Yes, some juice.
Damn,
catch up.
That is cold right there. That is cold shit right there.
I'm just saying, you might not want to be screaming at me. That woman has called me twice yelling at me. Twice.
What?
Twice?
Remember the first time? Okay, y'all remember the first time. She called me again. Matter of fact, I was talking about this morning. I was telling you lovely people in the morning that I caught one of the district managers in Walmart probably 5 or 6 months ago. And this was another time I caught a little kid playing a demo of, an AO-rated game, because Walmart had it in. And I pulled the manager to the side. They were having a meeting. And then I said, look, you know, local president, chapter of Entertainment Consumer Association. You know, I run GamerNature.com, Gamer Girls Radio. And this is one of the things we keep fighting against, and we're trying to get legislation passed. See, you have a kid here. And again, I know it's his mom should be watching him, but if you didn't put it in there, he wouldn't be playing it. So take your part, take your responsibility. And he says, first he was like, who are you with? And then, you know, the wheel started clicking. Oh, well, let me get your number. I get home. Hello. Hi, this is so-and-so from Walmart. I spoke to you a couple of years ago. Wait, are you, what? Did you just raise your voice to me? Click.
Wow.
We would never do that. I tell you what, I'm going to post these pictures up on Twitter and see what you have to say after I do that. How about that? That there is no ratings. Nowhere. And
you know, and I had to look for them. I walked around that whole video section probably about 30, 45 minutes looking for the ratings a couple of weeks ago. And I couldn't find them. Well, I'm a short person. All of 5'2 on a good day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, and it's because they're in itty-bitty lettering right on the very top of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
On the display shelves. So if you're not looking right up above your head, I mean, like way up there for us short people, then you're not going to see them. I was thinking, you know, there should be like a sign, like a big sign, like down here on the side right here, you know?
Target and Toys R Us, when we first did this, and if you guys don't know, you can go check out our older Gaminatrix. It's now Joom GX or something like that, our older Gaminatrix. I need to make sure I link all that stuff, where it's called the GGR Experiment. And we went around, and we had quite a few of you help us from all across the U.S. Somebody was actually able to buy, their little brother was able to buy a game at the age of 15, an M-rated game, at a GameStop in New York. We had somebody in California almost get out of Walmart with one, but the clerk stopped them and said, hey, you know, you're too young. I forgot. I can't sell you that. And, of course, when I went to local stores, I didn't try to buy anything. I just walked around to see what they were doing. But the only two people out of the three major ones that we shopped that corrected it was Target and Toys R Us. Big Lots does not have any rating system up. Neither does Office Depot. They sell games, Office Max. But Target, they did the best, because they have, at least in the Target by me, they have a giant screen that is the same height as I am, 5'1", that is interactive screen, that as soon as you touch it, it the rating pops up in big. You cannot miss it, even if you wear bifocals. You cannot miss this big-ass rating system. And then it even tells you what this rating means. And so I like that. And then it tells you all about the game and the developer. But I like that. And Toys R Us just decided, well, we can't afford the big screen, but underneath every game, and I know it's tedious probably for clerks to put out, underneath every game is a rating and an explanation of what that rating is and what age range it's suited for. So there was only two that actually made a move to do something visible, make a visible change. But when this law passes, oh, it's going to be a whole lot of you bitches in trouble. Big Lots. Big Lots, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at Big Lots. I mean, Walmart may have theirs at all, but at least they got them, because Big Lots has not a damn thing. Call of Duty was on a big old shelf when I walked in. This was a few weeks ago.
Just an odd, strange thought. How is this going to affect... I mean, I guess it doesn't. I mean, because you have garage sales and flea markets and whatnot, and I see video games and movies of all ratings being sold there.
Well, you can't really control garage sales. That's kind of like, you know, when you go to buy tapes. You're not supposed to do that, but, you know, it's a transaction between two people.
Yeah.
But the stores, they're going to be held accountable if they sell it. So they're going to crack down on that. I don't think you're going to be seeing games at, you know, Office Depot and Big Lots and those places anymore, because it's going to be a whole lot of, well, they might.
I didn't realize Office Depot, Big Lots?
Yes.
That still amazes me that they would carry games.
They carry games, and I don't know about your local one, but mine has a big shelf with games from the top of that shelf to the bottom, and I went through them to see which ones were, you know, not rated G, because I said, maybe they're just carrying the kids' games. No. Hello, Horace. We see you there. I see you there, Horace. I see you. I don't know. I'm really excited to about the legislation. I'm very happy some parents will, you know, be held accountable because it is their fault. Now I got to talk about this because one of our Twitter followers actually sent this to me. Miss Danielle Chante, Enlightened Eve, was talking about, have you guys heard about this with the football player that got duped into thinking he had a girlfriend online?
Yes, I
saw the headline for that. I did not read it because, you know, I'm going to go with the, and I'm sorry, folks, I'm going to go with it. Football players are not usually the brightest folks in the world.
Well, okay, all of that aside, okay, because, you know, we've all here had our little online tete-a-tetes and romances. It can happen. The issue here is that Danielle presented is internet privacy. How did all this get out?
No idea.
And why is
It was like Facebook. What was it talking about? Sorry, Facebook was talking about privacy today. And anyone who expects privacy over the internet is really expecting too much, I think.
Okay, the thing that happened to him apparently is related to a show. It was a documentary that was done on MTV called Catfish. And this chronicled a relationship with a young, I think this is a guy, yeah, man, Nev Schulman. And same thing happened to him. He had a relationship with a young woman on Facebook who lived thousands of miles away, who turned out to be fake as well. And, of course, Catfish has become an MTV show. So he tried to make something good out of it. Him and co-host Max Joseph travel around the country helping people figure out why the person that they've met online doesn't want to meet in real life.
There's a TV show about this?
Yes, Catfish is what it's called.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to just write a column, and the column's going to have just, you know, one sentence. Because she's not real.
You made snow. Okay, so then the whole thing, this brings up some interesting conversation. And ironically, I guess we're going to have on our show, I just segued in my head to two or three different things, but I'm going to stay here outwardly. How does this happen? A lot of people don't understand how this phenomenon happens. And the host of the show are saying, and I know it's a shock for people because of who it happened to. He's such a I don't know if he's very high profile, but I guess he could be considered high profile, being, you know, a pro football player. And people were asking, how did this happen to him? And it says, you're talking to someone in complete privacy. It says, and they become easy to talk to, and they're always there. You know, I think that
phenomenon.
Was,
are we talking about the phenomenon of becoming attached
somebody,
to someone online?
Yeah.
Oh, I can answer that because I'm totally attached to someone online, but I know good and well I'm never going to meet in real life.
Which
I can totally answer that.
Well, as y'all know, see that right there. I think what you just said means you have a very healthy attitude. Like, I have a second life husband I've known for 8 years, and we know we are never going to see each other. Matter of fact, I'm not allowed in England for that reason. but we are good close friends, and you know, we talk and you know, share news about each other's life, but there is no intention of ever meeting. So I'm wondering why these people were, a lot of things in the couple of articles I was reading was talking about there should be red flags. I don't know why some of the red flags don't go up for some of these people. If somebody you're talking to online says, I'm not ever going to let you hear my voice, I'm not going to, we can't talk on webcam. I'm not talking about 10 minutes after you meet, because I don't let people see me all up on webcam.
Yeah, exactly.
But I know that my second life husband is actually a man, and I know where he works, and, you know, wife and children. We're just married in second life, but not, you know, for real. For all intents and purposes, we're friends, and we play a game together whenever we get a chance. So I understand, you know, I have no business over there showing a picture house to my, I love you. Okay, well, but the point is, I know who he is and have since like forever, but I don't understand these people. You never see them, or why the red flags don't go off. A gorgeous woman that said she goes to Yale, Stanford, Harvard, loves you. And you've never heard her voice. You've never actually seen her moving. You know, there's no webcam. You've been talking to her. How does this happen? What's...
Okay, hang on. Back up. All right. I'm going to chime in because I love this person online. I do. It's a female in real life. I'm aware of this. You know, I've heard her voice. And I do love her, but it's not like a love where I'm like, oh, my God, I have to go see you. I have to live the rest of my life with you. But I know that I love this person, you know. I can understand how the lure of it could trap people, because there's this person, and even if all they're doing are saying the right things, the point is they're saying the right things. They're making you feel wanted. They're making you feel loved. They're making you feel like, you know, like you mean something to somebody. And for a lot of people, it is really difficult to find someone in real life who does that. And that's the lure of online, especially when you have these jackasses who, that's all they do, is they prey on vulnerable people online. That's what they do. They ask you questions, they figure out what you like, and then they just start feeding you these lines and start feeding you these stories. And, you know, they make you feel like that they're a real person and they really understand you, and really they're just playing you. So I can understand the lure. I don't really look at it as him being stupid. I look at it as him being really sad. Like, it's a sad thing when someone has to resort to talking to someone online to have that part of them fulfilled because they feel like they can't get it anywhere else.
Well, no, I don't think it's a sad thing that I don't feel like he had to talk to anybody online. It was, see, you got me. I'm in an odd place there with the way that
I'm going to think, because he's not like a big time football player, but he's big enough. He's in the pros, yo.
Yeah, and he's a good looking guy.
With the girls that he probably meets in the local area are looking for a paycheck.
Okay, I see.
It does not matter.
Somebody online.
It does not matter how good you look. It does not matter how famous you are. What matters is how you think of yourself and how you interact with people. Okay. From personal experience, from me personal experience, I have a hell of a time meeting people. Because when I get around people I don't know, I kind of clam up. I'm like, ah, what the fuck?
I don't mean good looking. I'm not saying in that respect. I'm saying that it's okay for the average person. Okay, it may, like you said, it's hard for you to meet people. Maybe you work a lot. This one here, he's on the road. I'm pretty sure there are nice girls that show up at football games. I used to go to football games, and I'm a nice girl. So what I'm trying to understand is, he may not be super, super high profile, but he's probably got a little pocket. Even at some point throughout talking to this girl, you had enough, he has the kind of money where he can say, you know what, I'm going to be there next week. I'm just going to show up. Where you at? And the first time, I can't see you. You know where my mind would have gone to as a guy? You must be 15. I don't even want to talk to you. You're 12.
Yeah, something.
And I need to talk to you before I end up getting myself into some trouble, because this could have gone a whole other direction, really.
I need you to sit right down. Just sit down right here. Just for a minute. we just need to talk, just for a moment.
Who are you trying to talk to, Ginger?
I don't know.
Okay, hold on. Let me jump in again. I'm trying to defend him a little bit, just because I can totally see where he's coming from. I try to see the best in everybody, even without knowing I'm doing it. It's a really annoying habit. I really wish I'd stop, but I can't help it. I try to see the best in everybody. So it never occurs to me like someone is trying to fuck me over until someone pointing, mainly Corey, points out like, you do realize this person's trying to fuck you over, right? I'm like, what? Man, God damn it. And I'm like, oh, shit, you're right. You know, it just never occurs to me on my own to think badly of people unless someone points it out and they're like, that's not on the up and up. You really need to look into that. And I'm like, oh, well, shit, fuck, man, damn it. You know, and it kind of ruins things. Well, I can kind of see where he might be a little naive, because in that sense, I'm a little naive as well. But if that makes you guys think that you can fuck me over, think again, because I'm very, very, very aware of what people will do now. Very aware.
Okay, see what you just said there? This is not about being naive. I have been fucked over. But you know how I start every conversation when I meet somebody new? Look, I like you. I just want to let you know, if you fuck me over, I'm going to stab you in your eye. So let's get that out the way so that you understand the consequences. I'm not going to stab them in their eye. I told you, I don't believe in any kind of maiming, but I will throw some ketchup on your product. So I don't look at sad. I don't even think of in the terms of somebody's trying to fuck you over, because the way that this went is you have somebody who won't meet you. To anybody, that should throw up a red flag. We're not talking about somebody you're chatting with back and forth and you've actually seen, you know, he's seen her moving on camera. He knows it's a woman. He knows, you know, the pictures that he's looking at is a real person. And if she's saying she doesn't want to meet then, you may, you know, be strung along for a while. But we're talking about he never saw her on cam. As far as I know, I haven't, like, read the whole story. I kind of got gleaned some. You never seen her. You never heard her speak. You've seen pictures just where she's standing still. And, even the dumbest person on the internet knows you can grab a picture from anywhere. You can grab a whole series of pictures and make it look like it's you and you were here, you were there, but it's not really you.
This is true. I knew somebody who did this. And I got burned. And I wasn't even the one who did it.
Yeah. So, and I have been burned. I have told y'all the story. And where I think it was probably, wow, I was playing a game and met a guy that was telling me he was a doctor, and he knew stuff.
Oh, I remember
like a doctor.
That.
Yeah, and he knew stuff, you know, that a doctor would know, but turns out it was his father was a doctor, and he was a 15-year-old boy. Now, today we're all grown up, and we are still friends. Nothing has happened. We never ran off together. You know, I'm not like, what's that, Mary Jo, repeat, whoever the fuck that bitch was. Yeah, so none of that happened, but we stayed in touch because, you know, I didn't want to hurt his feelings. He is a 15-year-old boy, and he did like me. So I wasn't trying to crush him and say, oh, you lie. I was like, you know what? This is not going to work. You're 15 and I'm a grown-ass woman. So, but we can be friends. We can still play games together. We just don't have this, you know, this part over here. Of course, I tell Snow the funny thing is the day he turned 21, my phone rings and he says, hey, Corey. I says, hey, what's going on? How are you? I'm 21. I said, oh, good for you. Happy birthday. No, I'm 21. Where are you? I was like, nah, you still 15.
Wow.
I was like, you're still 15 in my head. I'm sorry.
See, and even let himself get to 21 beforehand.
The thing is, it's happened to everybody who's been on the internet. But my red flag was there was something that he said one particular day that kind of set me off. I was like, that's an odd thing to say for a grown man to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next red flag was I called his phone because we would talk on the phone all the time, but he had a phone in his room. And then I heard his mother come in. I was like, who is that? He's like, that's my mother. And then he was talking to her, but he was trying to rush her out of the room. But she said something about, you need to get red bed to go to school. I was like, go to school. What,
yeah.
Dude. And then one of his schoolmates actually just flat out outed him. And I was like, dude, how old are you?
He's like, I'm 15.
I was like, yo, where'd you get all this doctor knowledge? Well, my dad's a doctor. Is your dad single? Is your dad? Talk to your dad. So it happens, but you have to pay attention to these red flags. And it's not so much as I say seeing the bad in people's. No, it's called self protect. You obviously look both ways when you cross the street. You don't assume people are not going to hit you, so you have to think of being on the internet the same way. I'm not going to just be out, not expecting you to be bad, but I am watching just in case so that I don't get myself in any trouble. You also have, especially nowadays more than ever, to worry about, yes, little people being loose on the internet, because as you see, people don't watch their fucking kids. They just let them loose in the wild west of the internet, and you never know who you're talking to. So that's how I think. I don't want to end up being the next story on the news. Gaminatrix was talking to a 12-year-old boy. And she sent him a picture, and this is, you know, and they got the parts blurred out. No, I need to see you, see your ID. I need to talk to you at some point.
I need to talk to you. Talk yeah.
To you. You're all, what you mean you were getting, see, he's talking about when he was 15, he was getting it, his game wasn't right. Oh, he had mad game. It was that he just, you know, you got caught. I have no reason to be talking to you at 15. I'm a grown-ass woman.
You know, even when I was 15, I didn't want to talk to 15-year-old boys. Come on.
Yeah, true. When I was 15, I didn't want 15-year-old boys. I was trying to talk to 19,
exactly.
20.
I was 15, and was I 15? I just turned 15. Just may not even been 15 yet. Okay, he was 19. So he was either 4 years older or 4.5 years older. Anyway, so yeah. He was 19. He was freshman in college. I was freshman in high school.
Okay, that's a big jump. Damn, Ginger.
I always liked the guys older.
You know what? I can't say anything. I think my boyfriend was a senior when I was a freshman.
Yeah, yeah. Most of my boyfriends, I only dated one younger guy ever. And that was because he lied to me.
I had one of those, too.
I had no... Yeah, I found his... his.
I was a senior in high school,
I found
and I was
his driver's
in college. Yeah.
And that sucked. I was like, are you kidding me? And I was instantly, I was disgusted, like, with myself and wanted to puke. I was like, really? You're 15 and I'm 18? Oh, my God.
19 and 16 for me.
Yeah,
but he was a big old guy. He was all football player-ish, and I was like, his mom outed him, too. I came to the football game. He's like, because I thought he was 18, you know, because I'm 19. I said, I could do 18. That's fine. And his mom outed him. She's like, you're so beautiful. How old are you? I said, 19. She says, oh, he managed to get him a good one. You're so pretty. And I was like, he's like, you're a little bit older than he normally. I was like, a little bit older. How old is he?
Wow.
To her, she was like, that's not a big deal. And it probably isn't, but for us girls, we're a little bit more mature than you all. I could not deal with it. He was sweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do have to make a kind of a dirty confession.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is this legal? Is it legal? Because we can't.
Yes,
I don't have bail
totally
money.
Legal. It's legal. I swear it's legal. I made sure it was legal before I did anything. I kind of, sort of, ended up hooking up with a 20-year-old when I was, like, 29.
Well, see, that was at least legal, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This kind of brings me to another
topic. I met him online, and he, you know, we talked, and we exchanged pictures and talked on the phone, and God, he had a good voice. And then he flew to the state that I was in to hook up with me, and, you know,
I'm done talking to you for tonight.
You know, For the night.
I'm done talking to you for the night. I'm done. Wait, do you have something? Because I have something late breaking I want to throw
in. Okay, all right. You go ahead.
Thanks to my homie Slice over on the Google Plus, Chuck, just posted up that there's a petition up on We the People, where the petitions.whitehouse.gov, We the People, where they put all the official petitions for the White House. And it is a petition to remove United States District Attorney Carmen Ortiz from office for overreach in the case of Aaron Swartz, whom we lost this week. Carmen, sorry, we're coming for your ass.
Why?
She's the reason. Okay, you know what happened with Aaron Swartz this week, and yes, you're all
yes, okay.
our lovely writer, you're all Garrett, wonderful.
All right.
Is that where you were going? Wrote a lovely bio about Aaron Swartz that I have not released. I'm getting on it, you're all. You know I stay busy. It'll be up later tonight on GameAndMatrix.com. You can go and check it out if you're not familiar with Aaron Swartz, because you should be, because of his contributions. You know, what was it? Made RSS, Reddit. You know, this was a brilliant, beautiful mind that we lost this week, and it's because of tell him what he did, Ginger. Why they were after him? Why were they after
him?
Okay,
so all right. So Mr. Swartz was a hacker. He is the co-founder or one of the co-founders for Reddit. He is the creator of RSS, and any blogger who's a blogger at all knows what RSS is. He hacked because he had access for he hacked an MIT database, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
And downloaded millions of these scientific papers that he thought should be public. And right now you have to become a member of MIT or something, and you have to pay for them to be able to get them. But if you go to MIT, it's free. You've got free access to them. So he hid a laptop in a closet and downloaded all of these. He got caught, of course. The people he stole them from didn't want to press charges. He returned them, and they're like, okay, whatever, dude. And they didn't want to press charges. Who's pressing charges is actually our federal government, from what I understand. Even MIT was like, yeah, feeding them information, but from what I understand, didn't really want to press charges. They were just going along with it, which is still kind of shady, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, he was going to get life in prison for stealing these scientific writings.
God damn. Is that what he's going to be
fine?
Didn't he commit suicide?
Yeah, he hung himself in his apartment. I was actually looking for the story because I'm going off the top of my head. I can't remember the exact story. I thought I had it pulled up, but I've lost it somewhere. Anyways, he did hang himself this past Friday. They were going to charge him at least 23 years in prison or life for stealing this because, you know, he's so evil, he's so bad. He totally killed 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, everything, spit on their graves. Piss on the puppies and all that.
Hang on, let me bust him real quick. And then I just read in the news that this guy who actually murdered his wife to get out of a messy divorce or an expensive divorce is getting out after 5 years in jail.
Yes, yes, exactly. So we are spending all of this money to prosecute this poor boy. He was going to lose his life, pretty much. He is a genius. When we talk about genius, we're talking serious genius. He's only like 24. He created RSS, I want to say, when he was like 15. He's amazing, just amazing, and we've wasted this life. Our government bullied him to the point where he felt he had nothing left of his life to go on for. So he killed himself. He hung himself in his apartment.
All right, so you want to sign this petition. It is over at petitions.whitehouse.gov, and it's titled Remove United States District Attorney Carmen Ortiz from Office for Overreach in the Case of Aaron Swartz. okay, man. Okay, there's a couple of articles up there. If you're not familiar with it, before you sign it, but there's
Yeah, because they're saying that this was appropriate what they were doing. No, it wasn't.
No,
that was not appropriate at all.
Her office says that they acted fairly and responsibly.
No.
Wow. Yeah. What everybody else is calling it is a prosecutorial overreach. And yes, I think I said that word correctly. I could be wrong.
You got it right.
That's just. I can't believe that we bullied this. I keep saying boy. I mean, he's not a boy. He was a man. But literally bullied a human to the point where he felt he had to kill himself.
He didn't
hurt anybody. He didn't kill anybody. He didn't steal anybody's livelihood.
Our government, and this is not true of all of them.
Go ass backwards.
Yeah, they're ass backwards. Let's go after Kim.com. Let's go after Aaron Swartz. Let's go after the video game makers because they are doing horrible things to us. But the people who are actually doing horrible things, the people that are killing, raping, or this guy here I told you about in Houston that tried to grab this little girl and rape her, she managed to fight him off. But the thing is, if I'm not mistaken, they caught up to this guy. He's not going to go to jail for life. He should be castrated. He should be hung. Mm-hmm. He should be killed. He should never see the light of day again, but he'll be out again in 2-3 years. Why is it that they haven't been outraged about this and try to set that to rights? I don't understand why these types of things are, we want to put you in prison for life. You took some papers. This should be made public anyway. Really, MIT?
Exactly.
What you hiding over there? You got a flux capacitor? Is it real? Is it going to cause a problem if we all have one? Maybe I need to change some things that happened back in 2001. Let me.
What, did you finally figure out a good way to produce energy that doesn't kill the planet? Is that what's
that's
going
exactly.
on? Is that what you're trying to hide?
I think that's exactly what they're trying to hide. But the point is you didn't have to prosecute a human being to the point that they felt like they had to take their life. You could have said, we're not releasing the papers, and Aaron, drop it. You know, we're going to take your Xbox. I don't know. Something.
We're grounding you from the internet for a year.
Yes. How about that? You can't go near, a PC or something for a couple years, or you can't own a smartphone. You got to own one of those little track phones,
Exactly. I mean, it would have sucked, but that's only a year.
Yeah. But for life,
you can only use the computer at the library.
Do they have a techie prison? You know, at least give them a nice. You know how they have those.
You know, I do hear that they use some prisons, like the minimum security ones, prisoners for tech support. At certain places.
Yeah,
so,
they do.
Which is a little bit scary. Yeah.
Can you imagine they're like, hey girl, what you wearing? Okay, go ahead and unplug your modem and then tell me what kind of panties you got on.
Is that a three prong plug you got there, girl?
I want you to put that in nice and slow, just like that. Mm-hmm.
That Ethernet cable until it snaps. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna be able to be text for without thinking something dirty. Be like, yeah, can you just reach behind your modem and just unplug that cord? Just do a nice
yank.
Yeah.
Oh.
How's your Wi-Fi? Is your Wi-Fi signal strong?
I'm sure I can help you get it up if you really need.
Oh, that's a very long Wi-Fi code you got there.
Ew. I feel dirty now. I'm going to need a shower.
I'm sorry, Ginger.
Ginger, you have to understand what we go through all day. We got to do something for real.
I had them laughing. I told them we now have what we call fallen earth tech support, which is every time I kill something in tech support, I yell out something like, bitch, I told you to unplug your Ethernet cable before you turn off the modem. Bam! Yeah, you have to do stuff like that. It's stressful.
Yes. Right. It's not happy. Anyway, I think that's it. Are we done?
We got about 4 minutes. Anything else y'all want to throw in
there? No, we got like 2.5. I'm watching.
I don't know. My clock says 4.
Bitch, I am watching. It is 2.5.
Okay, anyway, y'all
I'm over here editing what the little text is saying, so.
I think that's it.
I think
we need a new watch. Yes.
All right, Pete. That's it for the night. I'm not playing the music yet because I can't even hear any music, so hold on. So, that's it for tonight. Tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Corey and Ginger. I almost said Sherry and Ginger, but I'm not doing the news tomorrow. I'm working.
No, you are not allowed to do the news, Ginger, anymore. Y'all get out of hand every time.
It's awesome.
Okay, anyway. So, tune in tomorrow to get the news with Corey and Ginger. And then on Tuesday, we have our pick of the week. So, hopefully, by that time, my damn life will be fixed. Who's just hitting me out? Anyway, favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight,
bitches.
So, we love you.
And so you're having trouble with your connection? I'm sure I can help you figure out where to stick that plug. Good night, guys.